This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Turkey's military says it has captured a key Syrian border town as its offensive against Kurdish fighters pressed into its fourth day. Later, the main Kurdish-led group in northern Syria called on the United States to carry out its, quote, moral responsibilities and close northern Syrian airspace to Turkish warplanes. A spokesman for the Syrian Democratic Forces read the group's statement, which did not directly name the U.S., but referred to them as our allies. The statement said the SDF has lost 45 fighters since Turkey began an invasion of northeast Syria 4 days ago. In Egypt, the Arab League Secretary General Ahmed Abulhayt is calling on the U.N. Security Council to halt Turkey's invasion. Meanwhile, the World Food Program says more than 100,000 people have been displaced so far by the Turkish invasion. U.S. President Donald Trump says the United States and China have agreed to the first phase of a trade deal that would end a trade war that has been going on for months. In announcing the deal, President Trump said the U.S. relationship with China has never been better.
I think they're great. I think the relationship in certain ways may be better than it's ever been. We've been through a very tough negotiation. There's never been a negotiation like this.
The deal averts a 5% increase on $250 billion worth of Chinese goods set to go into effect next Tuesday. At a Saturday summit, Chinese leader Xi Jinping and Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi agreed to set up a high-level group to tackle India's large trade deficit with China. Xi and Modi had held nearly 6 hours of talks in their second annual summit. British and European negotiators are working through the weekend to see if they can agree on a Brexit deal in time for next week's summit of EU leaders. The main stumbling block remains the border between Northern Ireland and Ireland. This is VOA News. The former U.S. ambassador to Ukraine, Marie Yovanovitch, told House committees leading the impeachment inquiry into President Trump that the president pressured his State Department to remove her from her post. AP's Tim McGuire has more.
Ambassador Marie Yovanovitch, in her opening statement obtained by the AP, said she was told in May to leave Ukraine on the next plane. She was later told President Trump had been pressuring the State Department for months to remove her. She testified in private for more than 9 hours Friday. House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff.
She has been a model diplomat and deserved better than the shabby treatment she received.
Ohio Republican Jim Jordan questioned the secrecy surrounding the testimony and the whistleblower who touched off the inquiry.
We're talking about the President of the United States, an impeachment process 13 months before an election. Why don't we know who this whistleblower is?
At least four more administration figures are slated to appear before the committee next week. Tim McGuire, Washington.
Meanwhile, the president's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, is being investigated by federal prosecutors in New York for possible lobbying violations. AP's Mike Gracia reports.
Ukraine, which is central to the ongoing impeachment probe by House Democrats, is now at the center of an investigation of Rudy Giuliani, President Donald Trump's personal attorney. According to the New York Times, federal prosecutors in New York are investigating Giuliani for possible lobbying violations. One of two anonymous sources tells the Times prosecutors are investigating Giuliani's work to undermine Marie Yovanovitch, the former U.S. ambassador to Ukraine. On Friday, Yovanovitch testified for 9 hours behind closed doors before House impeachment investigators. Mike Gracia, Washington.
A powerful typhoon is pounding Japan. Reuters' Francesca Lina reports.
More than 3 million people were advised to evacuate from their homes as a powerful typhoon bore down on Japan on Saturday, bringing with it the heaviest rain and winds in 60 years. Typhoon Hagibis, meaning speed, proved deadly even before reaching land, killing at least one man in Tokyo. Thousands of households were left without power and over 1,000 flights were cancelled. Japan's last major typhoon, known as Ida, killed more than 1,000 people in 1958.
That is Reuters' Francesca Lina reporting. Hong Kong pro-democracy demonstrations Saturday were smaller and less disruptive than recent massive rallies that shut down much of the city. The largest event on Saturday was a march that included thousands of protesters in the shopping district across from the business and financial centers on Hong Kong Island. Riot police nearby took no action during the afternoon-long march. For more on any of today's news, please visit us at voanews.com or download the VOA mobile app. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.